Three U.S. soldiers were killed in separate incidents over the past 24 hours in Iraq. Recently, there have been several U.S. combat fatalities each week, mostly in the central part of the country. But in the city of Basra, controlled by British forces, there hasn't been a major incident since August. Basra is inhabited largely by Shiite Muslims, and like other parts of southern Iraq, its citizens have no sympathy with the supporters of the former regime who are fighting U.S. troops. There is concern in Basra, though, about attempts by neighboring Iran to interfere in the region. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
The honking horns of impatient drivers and high-pitched screeches of police whistles make Basra sound no different than Baghdad or any other major city in this country. There is one difference, though. This is what it sounds like in Basra at night. Unlike in Baghdad, there is no curfew here, so the men who venture out at night can enjoy the pleasant evening weather where they sit at curbside tables and sip coffee, like 56-year-old Shirala al-Maliki. Maliki says Basra just feels safer. He returned from Baghdad a few days ago where, he points out, he went inside once darkness fell. Basra is far from paradise, but better off than most other places in the country. 24-hour power is on all over the city. There are few gasoline shortages. The accent is decidedly British.
We are concentrating on really is ensuring that the security situation here is as positive as we can make it, and increasingly we are working very hard alongside the Iraqis to ensure that it's those guys who are making the decisions and increasingly taking responsibility for their own progress, their own reconstruction and their own security.
Major Ian Poole is with the 19 Mechanized Brigade, the main British contingent in control of Basra. He says that fewer than 2% of all attacks carried out against coalition troops happen down here. Basra's mayor, Wael Abdul Hussein, attributes the relative calm to the British style of peacekeeping.
The British have experience here. They came during the First World War and occupied our country, so they know how to deal with us. And in fact, they were the ones who formed our first government back then.
The 11,000 British soldiers here have another major advantage over the other occupying forces. Sir Hilary Sinnott, the top British administrator in Basra, points out that Saddam Hussein had few allies in the south.
Here in the south, the Shias never liked Saddam. They were glad to see him go, so he had a certain benefit. We can't take that opinion for granted, but generally now, I would say people are working with us.
There is, though, still work to be done. At this water treatment facility, Ra'ad Abu Ramis works to get clean water to the city.
Every day, people complain to me that the water quality is bad, and every day I tell them that we are trying to get it fixed as fast as possible.
Basra's water supply is still among the most polluted in Iraq. A key reason, say officials here, is that under the Saddam Hussein regime, Basra's water treatment facilities were neglected, in part because of widespread opposition to his regime in the area. That opposition had much to do with the large Shiite Muslim population in Basra, a community with traditionally close ties to neighboring Shiite Iran.
I am certain that Iran is trying to influence things in this area. The people in Basra are Shia, and Iran believes it can win these people over.
Professor Saji Al-Rikabi teaches law at Basra University. He explains how, since the fall of the city, he's seen a flurry of signs that suggest Iran is trying to get a foothold in Basra. Photos of Ayatollah Khomeini, the leader of Iran's 1979 revolution, are ubiquitous. And he adds that some religious leaders recently returned from Iran are starting to organize a grassroots effort to push for a conservative local Islamic government.
I am worried about it, for sure. We are not like Iran. We have many kinds of people, many kinds of tribes, and frankly, we have experience with democracy back before Saddam Hussein, and that's what we want again.
Coalition officials here say they're keeping a close eye on Iran, But one official who spoke on background acknowledged that it's almost impossible to stop Iranian-influenced clerics from preaching hardline views. As long as they don't incite violence, the official said, there's not much we can do. Still, officials in Basra believe the problem is limited and could be eliminated after the city's once thriving river port reopens, jobs are created, and the quality of life finally exceeds the state of the city under Saddam Hussein's rule. Guy Raz, NPR News, in Basra.